Welcome to the Bridge Beyond English podcast, where I share diverse ideas to help you think creatively and connect globally in English. I'm your host, David Nagai, from the United States, recording here in Yokohama, Japan. In this episode, I want to talk about what this school really is, what Bridge Beyond English really provides. On the surface, this looks like an English school. But it's not really just about English. It's about how you think, how you communicate, and how you connect with other people. Because the truth is, a lot of people already have enough English to communicate. What they often don't have is the confidence to express their ideas, or the chance to talk about deeper topics in a meaningful way. That's what this space is for. At Bridge Beyond English, we create small group discussion classes in Yokohama focused on communication, creative thinking, and meaningful conversation. This is for people who want more than practice. People who want to think, share, and connect in English. Most English schools focus on grammar, vocabulary, and casual conversation. Or they have a business English focus. They also teach all levels from beginner to advanced, and also kids. And that's great for many, many people. I recommend it. But those schools don't always focus on the needs of high-level students. They don't always help you think critically and creatively with their textbook lessons. They don't always go deeper to the real reason people want to improve English, which is to have great relationships with people. So the real question becomes, what kind of environment helps people develop confidence, clarity, and real communication? In many situations, especially in Japan, people often don't have the chance to speak freely, explore deeper topics, or express themselves with complete freedom. There are good reasons for that. But it also means many people don't get regular practice thinking out loud or communicating what they really think. So our school is designed to be a different kind of space. A place where you can speak freely, think more deeply, and explore ideas without pressure. Not perfectly, just honestly and openly. And over time, something changes. People become more comfortable, more confident, more themselves. And for many people, this becomes something they actually look forward to each week, not just as a class, but as an experience, a place to step out of their normal routine and into a different culture and space, and engage in conversations that add more meaning to their life. English is important, but here, English language is not the end goal. It's the tool. We use English to explore ideas, share perspectives, and connect with others. So instead of only asking, how do I say this correctly, we also ask, what do I actually think? Instead of asking, how can I make my English better, we ask, how can I make my relationships with other people better? How can I connect sensitively, authentically, and confidently with people from any background while using English. It's about true human connection. Each class begins with one original material that I create, focused on one theme. But that theme opens the door to something deeper. We might talk about creativity, psychology, relationships, culture, business, and more. And the conversation changes depending on the people in the room. Sometimes it's light. Sometimes it goes deeper. And that's part of what makes it interesting. And over time, something else starts to happen. People begin to connect ideas across different areas of life. They start to see patterns between psychology and relationships, between culture and communication, between past experiences and present decisions. And when those connections happen, it often brings a new level of clarity and insight about themselves, their relationships, their work, and the world. Now, there's a structure, but there's also freedom. Enough structure to feel comfortable, enough freedom to feel curious. And that balance is what allows people to grow. Over time, people start to notice something, not just improvement in English, but a change in how they think and communicate. They feel more confident, more open, more aware. Sometimes people say something like, "This class helps my English, but it also helps my relationships and mindset regarding my work and life." And that's exactly the point. Because this isn't just about learning English. It's about using English to think, communicate, and connect with people and ideas. So, what is this school, really? It's a place where people use English to grow. Not only to reach a future goal, but to have a meaningful experience each week. Something that adds value and perspective to their life right now. And if that sounds like something you've been looking for, maybe you're a good fit for our school. So if you're not sure if your English is high enough to join our school, or you have questions about any of the classes, you can book a free consultation with me, and I can understand more of your background, check your English level, and see if you're a good fit, or if I can recommend a different resource or class for you. And if you seem like a good fit, you can join a free trial class to meet the other students, to experience the topics and material and the culture of my classes. And then you'll have a better feel for if it's something you would enjoy. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can book a consultation, join a free trial by just clicking the link in the show notes of this episode, or visit us at bridgebeyondenglish.com. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Once again, I'm your host, David Nagai. We'll see you next time.